Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Good morning. How are you guys? This is Jumi. Welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about a very important subject. I don't know if you've ever had an idea or if you were ever thinking about having an idea. And if you have, if you are thinking about it, trust me, the best place to get inspiration is from God. So do you have an idea? If not, ask God. So what is the word for today? So the word for today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, 46 to 47. It says, if you love only the people who love you, you are no better than other people. So basically, it's easier for us to, you know, love those that show us love, right? It's just easier because they love us. But when you don't know, it's very hard for you to love strangers, of course, because you don't know them. But the love of the Lord says, even when they're not better than you, meaning if they've hurt you in any way, you still have to try to show them love, the love of God, the agape love. It says, God's love towards us is perfect because it's unconditional. It is non-judgmental and comes with no strings attached. The Bible says, when we were his enemies, he showed us his great love by sending Christ to die for us. So is there someone in your life who has hurt you and now you're having a hard time loving them? If so, pray. Father, I am struggling to love that person. Help me to let go of judging and blaming and begin to love them the way you love me. It is hard sometimes when you've been hurt so bad by the people that hurt you, by the people that you love. Like, if a stranger's hurt you, it probably wouldn't do much to you because you don't know them and you have no connection with them. But when the ones that you love hurt you, it's so hard for you to, you know, forgive or love them. But it is so possible to forgive. The Spirit of the Lord gives us that, you know, that grace to forgive those that hurt us or to forgive those that, you know, did terrible things to us. So we need to just keep praying for that strength and that grace to love those that don't even deserve our love. Because at the end of the day, think about it, Jesus loves you. And I know Jesus loves me and I am not perfect, you know. Every day we ask for grace to do better, to walk in grace and in faith. But then imagine if Christ doesn't love us, or he died on a cross for strangers. He didn't even know them. So that's the highest form of love. So let's try to, you know, cultivate that loving spirit, and God will help us. So like I said, the topic for today is, do you have an idea? If not, ask God for one. You know, I remember telling, I think I've spoken about this as well on my Instagram, and when I tell the story about my brand, I've always remembered as a teenager, always asking God for an idea. You know, we go to college, we graduate, and the first thing people want is, oh, are you going to get a job, or what job are you looking to get? And I've always been, I don't know, maybe because I was raised by an entrepreneur. My mom, she's an RN, registered nurse, but she's always had side businesses on the side, you know. And my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, was a entrepreneur. She was a teacher and an entrepreneur. And my maternal grandmother was also, my maternal grandmother was a teacher and a full-time entrepreneur, and my paternal grandmother was a full-time entrepreneur. She raised all her children, sent them to school on, you know, working. She was selling plastics in Nigeria. And I've always been motivated I've always said when I went to law school that I don't want to work for someone for the rest of my life. I eventually want to be my own boss. I eventually wanted to open my own law firm. That's always been my dream. And I still say that till today, that I want to be my own boss and I want to own my own firm one day. You know, that's always been my dream. Like, it's exciting to work for someone, you know, but as a child, I've just always wanted to have my own law firm. And I guess it's because, you know, the Lord is so awesome, and he just has a way of putting a passion in you. You might not be going towards that route, but it ends up making sense. I'll talk more about that, but it ends up making so much sense. And I remembered when I was in the UK, I went to, so basically I was working. I've always, since the age of 17, I was always working. When I was in sixth form, I used to go to school, and after work, I would go to call center. I worked in a call center. And then when I went to university, I was working full-time, actually, during the day, and I was taking classes at night to pay off my college fees, so I didn't have to get student loan or put a burden on my parent. And then when I moved to the United States, you know, my passion was law, so I got my LLM and my master's in law. And, you know, I don't see it as a failure because I took the bar exam twice and didn't pass it. But then I feel like everything that I'm doing is making sense because God was like, I know you have the passion burning in you, but still the main goal is not to work for someone for the rest of your life. Doesn't matter if it's you opening up a law firm or if it's you owning your own business, it is still the same goal. And it took me a while to actually, you know, come to terms with it. Because I work for an insurance company and for a bank, and I've been doing that for 9 years, almost 9 years. And you know how you have the goals that, oh, I want to become this big time attorney. I want to have, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. But God is saying, really, I know that's your passion and goal, and I know that your old passion is to work for yourself one day, but it's still going to make sense. And you know how you just want to walk in God's will? Because sometimes we plan for ourselves, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And that's not really God's will for you. So in 2009, that was the year before I got married. I remember listening to one of my pastors was preaching. And he said, sometimes all you need is just one idea from the Lord. One idea that can transform your entire life and that of your family. And you know when you just say something, you don't really know what it means. So in 2012, I started praying that prayer. Now, God, I really need you to give me an idea. You know, something that I'll be very passionate about and love doing. And something that will, you know, take my family to the next level. Take me to the next level. That will give me so much peace, joy, and happiness, you know. And I just started praying that prayer. I just need one idea. I don't even need two, God. Only one. One. And I want, you know, to know that that idea is coming from you. I want it to be so discerning that I don't need to fast and pray 100 times to know that it's from you. And 2012, started praying that prayer. God, I need an idea. Lord, give me an idea. Lord, give me an idea. Just like that, praying for an idea, praying for it. Because, you know, my source of inspiration, honestly, is God. You know, everything I do, I give credit to the Holy Spirit. I give credit to God because I would never, never be this far without him. So I give all the glory to him as well. And you know, in the word of the Lord, it did say in Matthew 7:7, you know, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you we find. What does that word mean? It means seek. Go look after something and you will find. It says ask. See, if you do not ask, how would it happen? I know God can read our minds, but sometimes we really just have to open our mouth and just pray and just ask God for leading and guidance and just tell him to take over your life and walk in his will. Because when you're walking in God's will, everything goes right. Everything falls into place. I'm telling you. I've always been this child that wanted to be an attorney. I wanted to be a lawyer because growing up, they used to say that I used to talk too much. So I just wanted to be an attorney and talk a lot and fight for people. So it just developed that passion in me. But I just didn't want it to be that. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to employ people. So when I tell you, I know that I'm in God's will. It is just, it's been so many blessings that comes with being in his will. You know, when things want to fall apart, God just has a way of putting you back on the right track because you are in his will. So you ask in his will. You know, ask for that idea that you've been waiting for or you've been, even if you don't have that idea, just God is so awesome. He has a way of just putting something in your head and then it brings the right people to develop that idea. So that was it, 2012. I started praying for an idea. God, give me an idea, oh Lord. I just want an idea. And was he, 2016 was when it's been 4 years of praying that prayer. So sometimes it might not happen right away. And then we tend to like rush it. oh, I think this is from God because you just started praying for 30 minutes. Oh, I think it's from God. Sometimes it takes time. You know, when you're praying for something, it might not happen right away. Eventually it will happen, but it might not happen right away. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. My husband always says, delay is not denial. You know, delay is not denial. Delay doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just takes you to be in this world to know that while you're waiting, you're doing other things, you know. You're working, you're being a great mom, a great wife, or whatever it is, while you're waiting for that idea. Develop you, better you, you know. 2016 was when my sister-in-law called me that, Jimmy, you are mixing oils. And I love the way, you know, I see results by you mixing. I see the passion in you because you do it so happily. Like anything, I don't even know how, anything to do with natural hair. I just have, if I see any woman walking with natural hair, I'm literally just staring at their hair. I don't care if it's beautiful or not. I just have a love for natural hair. And I told her, you know what, I remember if you go back to my last podcast, I think it is, or my last two podcasts, the last two ones, when she called me, I was literally so scared that I know, you know when you know when something is from God, but you're just so scared to go ahead because it's been something that's been boiling and the passion has been boiling in your heart for a long time. And then boom, God just sent someone to just say it to you. And you're like, oh my God, I am so scared. You will be scared. You know, when you ask for that idea, the passion will be burning inside of you for that idea. And then God will just send the right people to develop it, to tell you about it. You know, he sends the right people into your life to tell you about it. And when she told me about it, you know, I just didn't know where to start. And I'm like, oh my God. But then because it's from God, he gave me the will, the strength to actually develop that idea. He gave me the passion that was already there. He sent the right person to tell me about, to confirm the word of God. And it gave me the resources, it gave me the will, it gave me the strength to carry it on and bring it into, you know, existence. And when something is from God, that's literally how it is. It's not that complicated. Honestly, it really isn't. It's not that complicated. It makes it so easy for you. I mean, what I'm doing is not easy. I will not lie to you. Like, when I became a mom, before I became a mom, I used to sleep 10 hours a day. If I didn't sleep 10 hours a day, I would not function. I love my sleep. When I became a mom, that went from 10 to 8 to 6 sometimes. I love my sleep. But then when I became an entrepreneur, oh my God. My brain is working while I'm sleeping. I'm thinking, oh, inventory. Oh my God, I need more butters. Oh, I need more oils. Oh my God, this person, custom services. I'm literally walking in my sleep. I'm like, how am I doing this? But it's God. Because sometimes, honestly, you can just be so overwhelmed that if you don't have God, that's why a lot of people commit suicide. Because they don't have that, you know, that higher power upon their life to put them on the right path when they're going through stress. Because stress is real, you know. But I'm always so like, sometimes I might only sleep for 5 hours. I wake up and I'm still so joyful and happy and so excited to start my day because I know that God is with me. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. So if you're listening to my podcast and you don't know where to start, you don't even know who God is. Oh, let me tell you something. God is so real. Oh, my other podcast, I will talk about some of my testimonies. God is so real. I don't care what anyone says. If you don't have him as your personal Lord and Savior, this is the right time to do it. Accept Jesus into your life and see your life transform. Oh my God. See your life transform beyond measures. It is such a beautiful thing to have God. And those that don't have him, I'm literally worried for you because it's just a different feeling. And when you, not just having God, having a relationship with him, it's the only thing that has kept me, you know, this far. It really is. So if you don't know where to start, if you want to transform your life, if you have a passion for entrepreneurship, if you think, oh no, I know I can do this, then that's probably God depositing something in your heart. Now tell him to give you an idea. What do you love doing? What are you passionate about? What do you wake up every morning and you could not just stop thinking about it? Maybe that's God. Just saying. it's probably God. It is so amazing, guys. And I just hope this podcast encourages you. It's a short one, because I just wanted to put it out there. Because a lot of people, I've had people call me, where did you even get this idea from? How are you doing this? How are you running your house full-time? Barely have any help, honestly. I have all my family far away from me. It's me, my husband, and children. How are you doing this? The challenges come. The devil comes in so many ways and form to distract you from your glory, from your goal. And it will come. Especially when you see something great is about to happen. It starts stirring up nonsense. Starts stirring up things. Start trying to discourage you. Start making you feeling sad. Making you want to cry. But guess what? He knows, and he's so jealous of you because he knows you're so precious in the hand of God. You cannot let him have his way in your life. You have to channel that towards coming back to God and just rekindling and re-strengthening your relationship with him every single day of your life. Every single day, you know, it's so important when you wake up in the morning. God, I know I might have done something wrong yesterday. I might have called short of your glory. Forgive me. Give me the strength to do better today. Let me be spirit-filled and spirit-minded. You know, and when you keep saying, that, Lord, I want to be spirit-filled and spirit-minded, it's just going to be throwing all that nice ideas into your heart. The Holy Spirit will just be ministering to you, and then be bringing the right people to confirm it. And boom, you have an amazing idea, and you've brought it into existence through the help of God. I hope I've encouraged you today. Like I said, it's a short one, but I just had to put it out there because that's how I got my idea. That's how Glam Naturally Oil was birthed. It was birthed from God. The foundation is Christ. And I never tell anyone, actually, but my logo, the two colors in my logo, the yellow stands for the Holy Spirit, which is fire, and the red stands for the blood of Jesus. So I tell myself, no one can mess with me or my Glam Naturally Oil baby, because God is the foundation. So, like I said, put him first, and everything else will start falling into the right places. Have you been blessed by this? Please share. Share. Tell your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers, your friends about this. Many blessings. Bye.